time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, October 24th, and we're back.
Yo, what up?
Sorry about yesterday, man. I was like still sick yesterday.
It's all right. It's all forgiven.
Yeah. After I tried Monday, it went pretty well.
Yeah.
And then my cough came back and I thought, you know, there's no way I'm going to get on the air coughing all the time.
See, you know? If you would only listen to me, I could give you some holistic, you know, remedies.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Well, I will listen to you. I'll ask you next time.
Because I've cured many people recently.
Yeah.
It's been working.
A lot of people have colds now, you know?
I know, but I'm telling you, like, I'm not even kidding with my homeopathic medicine that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I just got certified finally again for reconnective healing practitioner. Yay.
Wow.
As of yesterday.
You're certified for so many things now, huh?
I know. That's right.
Brigetta the healer.
But I mean, I've already had like a few clients and people are reporting like crazy things.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had a girlfriend and I was working on her and yesterday morning, I think, or when you canceled, I was like, oh my God, I'm excited to go all the way back to this thing. But when I instead of turning around, I went and just took her as a client. And I can tell when she's under, and she started crying, her eyes start tearing.
Wow.
And so she was like releasing a lot. And then she was really upset and depressed. And then later on in the day, she's like, I didn't feel anything. I just felt like heat. And then later on, she said, I don't know what you did, but I feel like a child again. And I'm
really?
Like, la-da, I'm amazing. Thank you. Because I was like, just give it time, because it takes time to kick in.
Right.
And other people, one person's cold went away.
Mm.
So, I'm telling you.
Really? Well,
my voodoo works.
Yeah, people are going to come to you from all over the world soon.
Well,
like,
they should.
Like John of God.
Good. I charge $150 a session. Thank you.
Yeah, you already set your prices and everything.
They're kind of there set for you. I mean, it's like you're going in, like if you want to like, you know, it's same thing if you're going in for a hypnotherapy session or acupuncture session. It's kind of like the same along the same lines.
Right.
So you're
coming
in for a reconnective session.
Yeah.
So $150.
Cool.
Pay
so
me.
Reconnective. So you connect people to themselves? Is that what it is?
It's kind of hard to explain. It's going to sound really weird if I explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's quantum healing.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with like quantum physics and healing and whatnot and higher frequencies and putting that, restoring and reconnecting your body to those frequencies,
mm-hmm.
which sounds really crazy, but you will notice it right away because as mm-hmm. soon as I work on you, you will... There's certain things that you'll notice. Like your eyes, like when you're under, your eyes start twitching and moving.
Right, you were
stop.
Telling me about that.
You
well, you're
going
to have to do it today because I need to be convinced of that.
All right, sure. You just know yourself out there. We'll
if I
it.
See something happens just by you putting your hands near me.
I don't even touch you. I don't touch you at all. I'm just near you. That's what's even weirder. Yeah, it's really crazy. And I've seen so many healings throughout the past couple of days from the conference or the workshop that I was doing. And it's been miraculous.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was leaning my hands on this girl. And, like, she, remember I was telling you, like, you can't, like, I can touch both arms behind my back because I'm just,
right.
you know, good like that.
Yeah.
But some people can't. And this girl couldn't. And all I did was lean my hands on her shoulder for 90 seconds. And she could then touch her hand.
Really?
And I was like, I don't know how that just happened.
Yeah.
I'm shocked, but that's crazy.
Right. But so, how many people need to put their hands in that way?
I don't know, but it was just to prove that.
So it increases your like, flexibility
exactly.
or something?
Exactly. It does all kinds of things.
Wow.
It depends. On and that's what I said too, like it for that moment, the way we did it for that went directly for an injury, and you can mm-hmm. work on injuries, but like if you're sick or you're going through like a lot of emotional things, like
mm-hmm.
like all I wanted was to like heal my foot, but then and I'm like, why isn't it like working or going through? And then it was funny because it goes to the energies go to what you need most.
Mm.
And I'm like getting madder and like, it's not going to my foot. Why is it not going to my foot? And because I'm there, you know, for the past couple of days. And then it, like, I realized later on that it was actually like an emotional mental thing. And I'm like, I feel like I'm on cloud nine. And I realized, like, I felt more powerful and more confident and like all this other stuff that had come up and come up. It's just crazy. Good. It's weird. It depends what.
Well, I'm glad you found something, but, you know, that
it's
that's really going to make you feel good. And
stuff,
you
like play with energy. It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it gives you hope, you know, because you kind of feel that, hey, I can do something about it, you know.
Well, I can always do something about it.
Yeah. Like, okay.
When am I, like, when am I not?
Well, we won't get into the details.
Oh, gee, thanks. I will say something. This is what we started last night. So, last night I had this brilliant idea that I wanted to rearrange my room, right?
Mm-hmm. At night.
This is the stupidest thing you could possibly do when you're by yourself. Uh-huh. And, yeah, so I have these big posts, like, in my room. Like, it's like, they're not connected to the bed. They're separate. Mm. But they're like four-poster, like canopy bed with like posts all around.
Oh, okay.
And I decided to move the furniture on the right side of the room to the left side of the room and then move this way. And I've done this so many times. And I felt like, you know, I wanted to switch the energy around. I didn't like my room. So I'm changing it around and I'm determined and I'm pushing and I'm pushing and like hopping, push, hopping. It's like really funny. I'm like, if someone were to film this, this will just be pure comedy. But long story short, I knocked down the poles. And they're all connected, and I'm like, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my
crack,
God.
Crack, snap, snap. Yeah. And I'm like, no! And they're worth a lot of money. And I'm like, in all my years that I've had them, this is not happening. So then that happened. Then the cable went out. Then the internet went out. And then my necklace broke. And I'm like, this is a sign that I should move it all back. So I'm like, crap, I'm right in the middle of it. And then my, like, and I'm screaming as it's, like, trying to, like, push us up. And I'm like, help, help, because I thought I heard someone home. So my roommate comes around the corner like, you freaking idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're just going to stand there? You're going to help me lift this pole up? Because they're, like, really heavy.
Are they heavy?
They're so heavy.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm such an idiot. Like, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Something in my head and I'm going to do it, you know?
Yeah, something and, like that, you need a couple people to move that.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, and so he took a picture of, like, because it was so ridiculous. Like, the room was, like, so stupid. It was, like, literally, like, a tornado came through and just blew everything up. Because when all the poles fell, like, everything wiped off the counters and, like, the shelves. And I was like,
really?
Oops, I just broke my room, you know? And so he took a picture and the camera turned off and I'm like, what's going on? Anyway, so that was my last
night. What a day.
Yeah. No, but then I took it as a sign of like, I had to go through with the change. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to stop me. So I did and now it feels good.
Really?
And then I just hammered all the pieces back together. I'm like such an idiot. Like who does that at like
I don't know.
11 o'clock at night? Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Well, obviously you were bored. You know, you need to keep.
I just looked at my room and I'm like, I don't like it. I need a change.
Yeah. Do you change it every once in a while?
I change it when I feel like the energy. Make fun of me. Shut up. But when I feel like when the energy is shifting my life, like things are better, I want to shift it. I want to change it.
Yeah.
So, because eventually I want to move out. I want to move to the beach.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's very expensive there, though.
I don't care. I want to move there. I need to see the beach.
Yeah.
Give me Venice.
I know. I know. It's beautiful out there. I know.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a special guest in the studio, and why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Sure. I love your last name, by the way. Like, it makes me think of, like, the George Foreman grill.
You're kind of,
it's the Jim Foreman grill. Anyway, he's here from Westminster Harley, and they have a huge event this weekend.
Big event,
Yeah, huge.
And his name is Jim, which you forgot to say.
No, I said Jim.
She did say Jim?
Yeah. She's on top of it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just thought you said I like your last name, you know?
No.
Totally. Okay,
so we're cool. We're down.
Yeah,
sorry.
We're
see, I forget my mind at home.
It's okay. You're all like cooped up on like cough medicine. I forgive you.
Oh,
we're good.
I'm not. But at any rate, so it's Jim Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And so where is he from?
Well, Westminster okay. Harley. I want to say it differently because in Maryland, where I grew up, we have Westminster.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm so used to saying Westminster because it's not far from where I grew up.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, it's Westminster.
Westminster, like yeah. Westminster Abbey.
Yeah, like that.
Uh-huh.
Like we're in London.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I wish I was in London. Anyway.
It's like, cold and rainy right now.
What is it not there?
That's
it's
true.
It's like always raining and cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's true. So, so what do you do there at Harley?
I do the marketing for HD Westminster, so I get to ride all the bikes, I get to have fun, to meet great people, and I get to talk about some of the coolest bikes in the world. So
that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to ask him because we asked everything of the guy last week with the Harley Davidson.
Oh, I know, I know, and but I was listening to that, and I was enjoying it. It was kind of cool.
Well, we'll get all the information from you all over again.
No, it's cool,
totally different because he's got the demo rides,
right?
And what they're going all weekend, and then I'm going to be there, so all of you out there can come see me.
Well, Brigetta fans, that's your opportunity to see her.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
We'll have some fun. Trust me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So the event is going to be at the dealership there?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is it going to be? What kind of an event?
It's going to be a demo day. So we're going to have the big demo truck from Harley-Davidson, the factory truck that comes by, and 18 brand-new 2013 Harley-Davidsons that are ready for ready for demo rides. And we'll take you through the streets and through a little freeway and maybe a little beach run through that. I'm not quite sure of the route yet, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
And those are going to leave every hour. So they're going to be long rides. They're going to be about 30 to 45-minute rides. You're not stuck with one. If you want to try three or four bikes, you could just get back in line, sign up, and do that. And if you are used to riding two up, you can definitely have a partner go with you if you want to.
Yeah.
But they've got something even better than that for people who don't have their license yet. Now, I know you ride, Brigetta, but Sam, you're not quite there
yet. I
don't ride, Yeah. That's okay. You know, no one's perfect, but that's all right.
You're right, yeah.
This is true.
I'm too chicken for that, but I would love to, yeah.
But the Harley-Davidson has something that's amazing. It's called the Jumpstart Program. And what this is they can put any bike on. It's a dyno rack, basically. Where they lock the front tire on there, and the rear tire is allowed to spin on these rollers, kind of like an alignment machine for your car.
Right, right.
And so you could go in, you could start up the bike, rev it up, and actually start cycling through the gears and feeling what it would be like to ride a Harley without having a license and without going out on the
road. Right. That's what I always ask is, how do you learn to ride a bike, you know, for the first time you have this huge bike, and you've never ridden before? It's pretty dangerous. You know, so
correct.
You say you have kind of a simulator type of thing.
That's not a simulator per se. That's really to give you the experience of why people do it. So if you have been sitting in your car in traffic and you know, had a bike, you know, go through and not necessarily sit in traffic,
and
you
wonder to yourself,
I wonder what it's all about. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you know what? This is the first step, and this is brilliant on Harley-Davidson's part. Nobody else seems to do this because it plants a seed. So whether you are 15 years old and want to, you know, man. You get on that as a 15-year-old, you're going to buy a Harley, period.
Right, eventually,
but, you know,
right.
Whether it's, you know, Harley is so cool because they appeal to a broad spectrum of people. There is no one type of Harley type. It's not like a bunch of, hey, it's me, Bubba. You know, it's not like that. It's it appeals to everybody. It appeals to you, Sam. It appeals to you, Brigetta.
Yeah.
It appeals
it's
to me.
It's a lot more mainstream than it used to be 30 years ago, let's say.
Well,
oh,
correct.
Totally.
You know, and part of that too, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. Yeah, but the movie culture is certainly to blame for most of that.
Don't you want to be the sexy James Dean? That's all I'm saying. That's what got me.
That reminds me of the Bullock Brothers song, okay? You know?
It was that and I think Top Gun. Wasn't it Tom
Gun
Cruise?
Was all, Top Gun did so much for the motorcycling industry. It's sick. Yeah. You know, it really did. And, you know, also that was a time where, you know, road racing was becoming bigger, you know, and the bikes like the Katana and whatnot, you know, came out, the Hurricane.
Yeah, I remember that.
And those were cool. And you know what? You know, if a guy was single and he got a bike, he wasn't single for long.
He was getting some.
And then some and some more and more.
Exactly.
And you know,
sorry.
But, you know, the same thing, the funny thing is with a Harley, too, what riding a motorcycle in general, not even just a Harley, but any motorcycle, what it does is it really says, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, in a car, when you're driving, your main goal is to go from point A to point B as quickly as possible.
Right.
Work to home, home to work, you know, whatever. On a bike, that's absolutely the opposite. You want to stay off the freeways. You want to stay off the A to B, you know, zones. And you go, where does this road go? I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and you know, for example, I mean, you've been on tour internationally, right? You've been, you're in Italy, and you know, you see these people, 42 people in a coach bus.
Hey,
you know,
I've done the moped thing
on a tour. Oh, well, that's so cool. That's so sexy too. But you know what? You know, when you're on that bus, that coach bus, you can't do anything. You're pretty much stuck on the bus wherever the driver wants to drop you off. That's where you're going. But on a motorbike, you are going along, and there's a road here. Where does it go? I don't know. Boom, you go
check
up it.
Out.
You go at the top of a hill. There's a farmer up there who has a vineyard who invites invites you over to sample some of his wine, and
yep.
and his wife comes out and says, "We're welcome to dinner. Come on by." And just because
that
you happen to do that,
it's all Italia. I'm Italian.
Italia. Yeah,
I can say it.
I love Italia.
These are my ancestors.
I am an honorary Italian. Okay, I've been deemed that, so you know, I won't tell you how just yet, but you know,
find out.
But see, you know what?
Motorcycles allow you to go places you wouldn't normally go.
Without a doubt. Whether it's on the dirt or whether it's on the street, that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a motorcycle is a sense of, you know, being a little different. You know, it's how does one truly explain it without...
freedom.
Well, freedom's part of it, but freedom is overused. You know, freedom this, freedom that.
That's
yes,
true.
It is freedom.
Yeah.
But it's more so than that. It's liberation, I think. Because we get so caught up in our daily lives, you know, on autopilot for the most part. People wake up at the same time. They eat the same bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
They watch the same TV show saying the same bad news every day.
Same shit, you know, different day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is what that does is allows you to break that monotony and actually start making conscious decisions throughout your day. And what that does is that affects the whole, you know, you talk about your energy. Your whole energy of your life is affected by that because now, hey, wait, not just on the bike, but off the bike, I want to do this. I want to try something else. I want to do different things. And so it becomes a mentality.
You're right.
It becomes a mindset. I mean, like Brigetta, I broke my foot 6 weeks ago.
Mm.
And, you know, I rode in here.
I cannot believe you did that.
I did. I have the air cast, too. So, but it's funny.
And you've ridden a long time, too, right?
Not as long as you'd think. I've been riding for about 4 years now.
Okay.
But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I love it. I've taken a lot of training classes. I've taken classes through Street Masters with Walt Fulton. I've done Ride Like a Pro West Coast, which teaches you how to do the slow speed police maneuvers, you know, through the gymkhanas and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Very, very. It's awesome. And I've seen these big Harleys. I mean, you're talking about big 9,000, 1,300 pound bikes just dancing like doing a waltz on the street. It's absolutely, literally amazing. And you've seen it with the police rodeos.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar. And that's what they teach you.
Right.
And so, you know, I make a point, you know, for me personally as a rider, I want to make sure I'm armed with the best techniques
mm-hmm.
and the best training out there. So I go out and I seek it out. And you were talking earlier about how does one learn to ride, you know, ride a motorcycle.
Right.
And we're very, very fortunate because there's actually two programs which basically teach the same thing called the Rider's Edge from Harley-Davidson, and that's the rider's course, and MSF, the Motorcycle Safety Foundation, mm-hmm. which offers a beginner's riding course.
Mm.
And both those take place over a weekend. Hold on, I'm talking so fast.
I did the same thing, and I had coffee this morning, so I'm talking even more fast.
That's awesome. No, I'm so excited.
Yay.
You know what? You want to unlock passion, talk to me about bikes, and I will tell you. I mean, but the MSF course, which is found at msf-usa.org, or the Harley-Davidson Rider's Edge program, which is found at harleydavidson.com.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those teach people who have never been on a bike. If you've never been on a bike ever, they start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
How to get on a bike, how to balance it, how to use the clutch, how to make it go forward. And then, you know, it's a step-by-step building program that allows you to learn to ride a bike. And truly, it could take anybody who has had no experience riding and really turn them into at least someone who's got the tools necessary to become a good rider.
Right. So you don't necessarily need like a smaller bike to start. I mean, you can start
on a
big
question.
Harley,
I know,
right?
That came up last week on Motorcycle Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, that's it, guys. From now on, every Wednesday, we're going to have
Let's
a Harley
do it.
Person.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be really awesome. And my girlfriend just wrote in. She's like, I'm listening to the show. It's making me want to get another motorcycle. Damn you guys.
That's right.
And Ebony, you should.
And you should. Yes, you should.
So that I can ride on the back of it while I'm still injured.
No. I've never wanted to ride a trike more than with my injured foot. I mean, sitting down.
I'm going to do it this weekend.
Oh, God. It's so cool. I mean,
I'm doing it.
I want to try. You know, you see the pictures. Vladimir Putin was riding it. Now he's like, you know, now 20% of Russian women want to sleep with the guy. You know, go figure, you know.
Because of the choices.
Yeah. Probably. I don't
know. They're pretty cool.
They are cool. Yeah. They are cool. And you know what? It's really neat because it's for a number of reasons. One, you know, sometimes people either through a physical ailment or an injury or whatnot can't really reliably do a two-wheeler anymore. whatever. Mm-hmm. And this gives them the opportunity to safely ride and do the things they enjoy and go out on the road less taken without and still accommodate that that issue. And so other people just don't want to they want to be they don't want to have to worry about cornering, leaning the bike over, and worrying about that. And so you know what, for whatever reason or whatever motivates you, or even if you just go, what is this all about? I mean, you can come down there and try it. You know what?
Exactly.
It doesn't cost you a zip, nothing. Just show up with show up with a good attitude and a pair of long pants and preferably not flip flops and like shoes and
flip flops are not a good idea.
No, they're not.
That would be stupid.
Even in Miami,
I can't say I haven't done it, but that would be stupid.
Yes, well, we all have our gifts.
I got a cot. I got a cot, like the flop cot somehow.
Ooh, ouch.
Such an idiot. Like I said, I would do that.
Well, you don't do it anymore.
No.
Good girl. Well, see, I wear my gear. I'm wearing I have my armored jacket. I wear my good helmet. And for me, it's important because,
very important.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you were asking earlier, Sam, about a smaller bike. And the answer to your question is, you know what? I know everybody has different opinions about this, but from what I've seen, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is learning to ride for the first time, let's say your significant other, or let's say your friend who hasn't ridden before says, Brigetta, what you do is so cool. I love the way you ride. And quite frankly, I've gotten about two dozen, little over that, women who've never ridden before to take the course and ride. And so what I do suggest is, you know what? Don't get a brand new bike right away. Get a used bike. And whether that's a Harley Davidson or maybe that's a Honda Rebel 250, that's okay. Because you know what? You ride it for a little bit, and those bikes are really forgiving.
Yeah.
And if it's a used bike, let's say you forget to put the side stand down, you get off your bike and
oops.
Yeah.
You won't be crying about your brand new bike.
Used...
No.
And do people do that? Forget about it.
It's happened, my friend. It's happened.
I've never done that.
Elizabeth,
I've never done
don't
that.
Listen.
Oh no. I will say that it was on a hill once, and I turned it the wrong way, and so it leaned the other way.
Yeah, that's
like,
not good. Yeah.
But then I caught it, and I'm like, oh, that was stupid. No one was looking. It's okay.
Well, the Harley-Davidsons are really good for women in particular because women tend to have longer abdomens and slightly shorter legs. And because the seats are a little lower to the ground, you can confidently get flat-footed on that you can't really do on a sport bike so much.
True.
Even the smaller sport bikes, say like a Ninja 250 or the new Ninja 300, which is kind of cool, but... they're still, the seat height is a lot higher than it is on a Harley Davidson. So on a Harley, you could get, someone who's 5'4" can confidently get on a bike, get both feet down on the ground when they come to a stop, and that really instills a sense of confidence, which then in turn turns into rider ability.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I would imagine being on the Harley is a totally different experience from being on a smaller motorcycle. Like a sport bike and stuff like that.
Well,
right?
When you say smaller, I mean they're different styles. For example, on a Harley, it's a more the cruiser style is more relaxed, where your feet are a little out in front of you. They're not directly beneath you. Your arms are out and up a little bit, and you're in a more relaxed position.
Mm.
Where on a sport bike, it's definitely a lot
faster,
more aggressive.
Faster.
It's designed to lower the center of gravity and to so that way you could take corners and you could. Yeah, faster.
Yeah,
there you
faster,
go.
Faster.
You know, and there are other bikes that are adventure bikes, which are designed to handle off-road terrain as well. And there's obviously dirt bikes.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's a whole number of things. I mean, there's a lot of crossover. I know of a guy who took his Road King down to South America to the southern tip, Tierra del Fuego. And he was riding dirt roads. He was doing dirt biking on this thing on a Road King.
That's crazy,
But, he was the coolest guy out there. I mean, he would, it was just a lot of fun.
He changed the tires on it so it had different tread?
I think so, but I'm not certain of that.
You have to, right? Like, the traction would be all crazy.
But, you could do anything. I mean, back in the day, see, now we have so many different styles of bikes. Back in the day, it was just one bike. And so you could put knobby tires to go out on the dirt, and you could put street tires to go back on the street. You could put a sidecar to take the family out.
So I have a question, because I know Harley's been around, like, it's the 110th anniversary.
110th anniversary. Yeah,
which I'm on the cover of.
Yeah, you are, and you look quite fit. Yeah.
Thanks. so it's been around for 110 years.
Yeah.
Was that when the first bike came out? Was that Harley's first bike or first bike in general?
Harley's first bike.
Okay.
It looked a lot more like a bicycle. Like you see those bikes right now with the little gas
motorized
engine on.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked a lot more like that. And
interesting.
And the early motorcycles really were motor bicycles.
That's
and so they had pedals on them and whatnot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But they've certainly evolved now to these amazing bikes. Right now Harley Davidson offers 30 standard bikes. And of course, you could customize them as well. But it's really, really cool. And everything from the lightweight Sportsters to the big touring, you know, heritage Softails to everything in between, you know. And so it's really cool. Harley really does have a perfect bike for nearly everyone out there.
Yeah, that's true.
And obviously, they think about the riders, too.
Yeah,
you know? I mean,
very
with
much,
all these,
yeah.
Lessons and training programs and things
correct.
Like that.
Correct. Yeah, many of the bikes come available with ABS, which is a huge benefit.
Huge.
So yeah, you know, it's a big thing, you know. Yeah.
So they don't have like dirt bikes, do they? Oh, that's a stupid question. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, yeah, you know what? It's funny. You know, I'm wearing the T-shirt on any Sunday, and if you've seen the movie, you know, it opens up with Mert Lawwill, you know, doing a dirt track, you know, on a Harley Davidson XR 750. And so, you know, it's so cool. It really is. You know, at the end, he's riding that bike with Steve McQueen and Malcolm Smith. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, you know, they don't actually, to my knowledge, make a dirt bike. But the XR 1200 can be easily made into a dirt bike by just putting knobby tires on it. So it could do the dirt tracking. It could do that kind of sport. But as far as dirt biking, like a traditional, no.
I feel like they should. I mean, I know Harley's like got the name for like, you know, the most prestigious street bikes and whatnot, but I feel like they should just like make a whole other like,
it would be cool. And see, you know, they tried to branch off from the core audience, you know, with the Buell bikes. And unfortunately, it didn't quite work out the way they wanted. And so I think Harley really has found its core audience with the cruiser style.
I guess that makes sense.
And they pretty much stick with it. So, you know, like, if you're really good at it, why mess around?
Yeah. And that's true. Because like, when you think of dirt bike, I think of Yamaha or like Suzuki or like, you know.
Bikes,
so I'm just curious. That's how I hurt my foot, by the way, because I shoved my foot down when I lost control of the bike because
you landed on top of it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was because I'm used to dirt bikes, and I'm like, put your foot down, it stabilizes it.
Well, correct. You know? And they're lightweight though, too. You're only dealing with a real. Yeah.
So that's what I did, thinking like, that was so stupid.
Yeah, I know of a police motorcycle cop who did the same thing.
Yeah. Oy vey, and that's a heavy ass bike. Oh my god, that would be crazy. Yikes.
Hebrew Italian, that's funny.
I noticed they changed a lot of the police motorcycles, though, right?
Correct.
I mean, some of them have BMWs and...
Correct. Yeah. You know, but Los Angeles police, for example, still, they offer a choice, and Harley-Davidson's chosen by quite a few, and it's, you know, it's a great choice.
Oh, so they choose. I didn't know they choose.
Okay. Yeah, they can. Sometimes if you're new to the motor program, they say, you're going to pick this bike, you know? But, you know, yeah, they do offer a choice, so yeah.
That's awesome. I did not know that. How heavy are their bikes? They're like, you said 1,300.
They can't. The biggest bikes can certainly range to astronomical amounts.
Holy
crap. But the lightweight bikes like the 883 Iron, you know, which is a perfect starter bike for you know smaller or more petite people, is not very heavy. It's not that bad, and it balances because the center of gravity is so low. It balances really, really nicely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine, like, I mean, I've been on a cop bike before, because I asked to be on it.
She even planked on one, didn't you?
I did, that's what I was getting to. I was downtown LA, so stupid.
Oh, wow.
And
do you have photos?
I do, they're on my Facebook.
Yeah, she did, that's how I knew about it.
Yeah, they're on my Facebook. I have, like, I'm, like, planking retard.
Yeah.
That's from that movie. Anyway, so I actually asked them if they would move the two bikes together, so I could plank across them, and they let me.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, sitting on it, I'm like, this is pretty cool, but there's no way I would be able to drive this ever.
but I actually think you probably could. You know, it's not once you're moving on these bikes.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm scared of the turns. That would freak me out. I think on that heavy of a bike, that's where I get.
I've seen
like,
women more, you know, smaller and shorter than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, manage these big
motorcycle
bikes.
Cops?
No problem. Yeah.
I've never seen
a
woman.
Not motorcycle cops.
Oh,
but I'm
like, I've never seen a woman.
They can. You can. And it's a technique and really a confidence issue.
Yeah, I think.
But
it's definitely confidence.
If you do misstep, let's say you come to a stop and your handlebars are turned a little bit, you know, it's the heavier bikes
can
be more of an issue.
That on my foot, that would have been bad.
It would have been really bad.
That would have been really bad.
How much did that motorcycle weigh?
Do you
know? 400 maybe?
I have no idea.
No? Wow.
A couple hundred pounds.
They're pretty heavy, huh?
Well, you know what? It's all relative, of course. You can't pick one up yourself, but you know, they are. And I'm not sure which bike you
do. It was on
a Buell.
Yeah.
You know, they're not too bad, but they're probably in the 400 or 500 pound range. So,
yeah. That was on my ankle.
It's okay. It makes it pretty solid, though, on the ground.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So now you've been riding for 4 years. How long have you been doing marketing for Harley? About that long?
No, for a lot less. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you started writing, then you were attracted to it and everything.
Correct.
You figured I'm going to work with it.
I come from the film industry, and so the marketing, movie trailer industry and that kind of thing.
Awesome.
So, which I love. But, you know, yeah, I decided to transition those skills over to motorcycle, you know, sales. And really, not so much even sales, but really connecting people with their passions.
Because you have a you can tell, like, you're very passionate about it. And
yeah.
I think, like, you love your job.
I
like,
do
you
love
can
it.
Totally
I
tell.
Do love
awesome.
It. It's so cool. I know, really, I get to go ride my motor. I get to ride any bike I want.
That's
anytime
right.
I
so
want.
Perfect.
Bummer, you know?
I know. Darn.
And I make so many friends. Like, for example, one of my very, very good friends, his name is Jim Rice. He is the Harley road captain, the hog road captain for Shanghai, China.
Oh,
Shanghai,
wow.
China has a hog chapter that's you know, over there, bikes cost triple what they cost here. So
really?
If you have a $30,000 bike here, it's $90,000 over
Whoa.
There.
Oh, my God.
You know, and yet people buy them.
Wow.
And you know, he takes people through the crazy streets of Shanghai and on group rides and stuff. And, you know,
cool.
he and his team came by over here. A lot of the riders came by, rented bikes over here. And we went up about 2 weeks before I broke my foot, you know, through the California Gold Country.
Oh, wow.
For a week. It
That's
was
awesome.
Glorious. You know, Placerville, you know, Sonora to South Lake Tahoe to Virginia City in Nevada. It was so much fun. And
it
was great. Half the people spoke pretty good English. Half the people didn't speak any English. And you know what?
You just not in bow.
We all make great friends. We all eat great Chinese food. And, you know, we make great friends along the way. And I still am in touch with quite a few of them. And it's so, but see, these are the people you meet by doing this kind of work that you may not otherwise get a chance
normally
to meet.
Normally
meet. So it's really cool.
And there's like kind of like a motorcycle code too. Like, I don't know, whenever you're on your bike or like on the highway or something, you always give like, I don't know.
The wave. Yeah.
The wave.
Well, yeah, the wave is cool, and if it's safe for me to do it, like if I'm in the middle of a corner, forget the wave.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
I'm busy trying, you know, to manage this corner. At, you know,
I've done that before.
But
and that was stupid of me.
You know, there's a video right now, a series of pictures where this guy's at the Dragon and he's doing the wave, hello, 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 and then what he does, he target fixates on a car coming the other way, a Corvette. And winds up.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, unfortunately, the wave is great, but the wave, I think, is overdone a little bit, too. And so, you know what? If it's safe, if you're able to do it, hey, why not? But, you know, if somebody doesn't wave back at you, hey, don't get hold
of
it. You know, I mean, there might be a reason. Maybe they didn't see you. Maybe they'll look at the cop in the rearview mirror. Who knows?
Like,
Yeah.
I feel like bikers are.
Cops. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just saying.
Everybody wants to talk first. Go
ahead. I'm just going to change the whole thing. Anyway. I'm just saying, I feel like, you know, bikers, like, when I was younger, I used to be like, oh gosh, bikers, be scared, be worried, you know?
Right.
And it's like, my dad, we grew up on dirt bikes and all that. My dad has a couple Harleys and
naturally.
He loves them. And and it's like, I worked at all the bike shows when I was younger for like years.
Uh-huh.
And I used to work for this leather company. So I would tour around and it was so much fun. And then I hosted for Discovery Channel for Billy Lane's Bike Week.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was very interesting.
Very cool.
And I went to like, you know, Myrtle Beach Bike Week, Daytona. Mm-hmm. It was just phenomenal. And I was like, oh, I love the guys. Like, this is so much fun. Like, they're so nice.
There's
and
so
I have
many people
so many, like, bike friends. Like, I used to be scared of, like, oh, Hell's Angels, stay away. I'm, like, friends with the majority of them. They're so awesome.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So, anyway, it's just, like, people out there. I still have friends that are like, oh, gosh, stay away. There's a motorcycle gang there. I'm like, you guys are retarded.
Ah, that's so silly. Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I did mention a cop before, but we have a really, really special thing that's happening on Saturday at 12:30. We have a California Highway Patrol motor officer that's going to come by and give a presentation and talk about the lane splitting and the laws regarding that.
Right.
Talk about the new California motorcycle exhaust law that Arnold signed a few years back, which I've got a lot of people upset.
I don't think I knew about that.
On your new bike, after 2013, to my knowledge, you're not allowed to change the exhaust. It has to be stock.
Why?
You know what? I don't know exactly why. I don't support it, but nonetheless, it's law, and whether you support it or not, it's what it is. But also, he's going to talk about how to avoid getting pulled over and not get a ticket. You know,
I like that.
Yeah, you know what? I want him to be candid. I mean, to talk about, you know, seriously, what he looks for, what are behaviors that will trigger a likely pullover, and what you could do to avoid that.
And so,
whether you're on a car or whether you're on a motorcycle, that's a great talk to have, and that's at 12:30 on Saturday. Saturday, October 27th, this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to have that. And so
this
we're
awesome.
Yeah, you know, we are a good CHP is just down the street from us.
Oh, cool.
And so we're going to have them. They're going to have an officer manning a booth the entire day Saturday. So you could ask specific questions because I
already
get my ticket. You know, and
I'm
you know,
going
I was doing
to.
This, and you know, blah, 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 blah.
I just paid $800 for two tickets that I got in 2 days.
Oh my goodness. On your bike or in your car?
Car.
See, it's always in the car. See, people think that bikers are always getting pulled over. They're not.
I don't think they ever. I don't know anyone who's my biker friend who's gotten pulled over. They get away with it. If you're a biker, if you're a bike cop, and then you will never pull over a biker.
That's not totally true.
That's
but you have
like.
To. Well, here's the deal. If you're in a car on a bike, it's very difficult to maneuver through traffic to get you, and usually they won't chase you. You know, even if you're, you know, huh. Again, unless you're doing something really dumb, they're not gonna pull you. Well, you know, there you go. But but unless you're being really really stupid, you know what? You know, you're not gonna have a problem. You know, if traffic is stopped and you're going through, you're splitting lanes at 90 miles an hour. You know what? You probably should get pulled over because if you don't, you're probably going to wind up in an accident.
Right.
But you know, in reality, though, you know, most riders I see on the highway are actually quite good. And I got to tell you, California drivers are the best drivers.
You think?
To motorcyclists.
Oh.
As long as it's not raining.
I guess so. Yeah,
because
yeah.
You know what? Because we could split lanes in California, you know, drivers I see more often than
I'll
not, they're looking over. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? When whether they pull over, they move
I
over,
move.
Make room for
it,
that's cool too. But even if they don't, before they make a lane change, I see them look in their side view mirror and it makes me proud. It really does. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see those signs say look twice for motorcyclists on the Caltrans signs, it's really cool. It works. And you know what? California drivers are better than any other state in this union. I got to tell you, I mean, now in Europe, they're used to motorcycles being everywhere too. So they look everywhere and there's remarkably few accidents. But did you know that per capita, motorcycle accidents and fatalities are lower in California than any other state?
I did not know
amazing.
That.
Yeah. Wow.
Because drivers look, and I got to tell you, thank you drivers, because we appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, as a result, you know what? If someone wants to come in, I back off and I'll let them in. If there's a truck that wants to come in, I'll hold up traffic. I'll let that truck ride on in. You know what? It's you know, it's a good karma thing. And you talk about energy. You know what?
Yeah.
If you bring good energy to it, you're going to get good energy.
Exactly.
It's really cool.
That's
right.
Cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, another guest just walked in, so let's take a moment.
You got
and
it.
He's going to talk to us about motorcycles, too.
Let's do it. I love it.
We have Artur in the studio. Good morning to you. Whoa. Why?
Apologize for being late.
Oh, there you go.
I'm back.
We can hear him, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can hear myself. It's really good.
Yeah.
No.
Just get a little closer.
How about that?
Yeah. We've had Art on the show before.
Yeah.
And you were... What happened to Bounty Wars,
it's
man?
It's somewhere in Europe, I'm hearing.
He's on the show Bounty Wars.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I got another show coming up called International Bounty Hunter.
Oh, cool.
And coincidentally enough, it's by both my Discovery, so they're trying to figure out which one I'm allowed to be on.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it's funny you're talking
about... You'll be on something.
Yeah, I'll be on something somewhere. It's funny you're talking about motorcycles because, you know, I'm a biker myself.
You think?
Right.
Maybe?
Yeah. And, you know, I have, you know, we have a
He's coming Saturday.
Yeah,
oh, awesome.
I'll be there too. I love it.
Hell yeah.
You know, and I belong to a little bike gang. You know, we're called the Seven Skulls, and you know, we're a
and they better all be there Saturday. And if they're not, I'm holding you accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. They're excited.
How about that?
And we're just a motorcycle club. You know, we're not like
it's not a biker gang. It's not like you're going around selling drugs.
He just said that to make you like
just to get it more exciting. No, we're just a motorcycle club. We're you know we're a bunch of guys that like to ride.
Sure.
And you know what? We never get hassled. I mean, you know, we have our cuts on, so every once in a while we had one pull us over. They're like, hey, what is Seven Skulls? I go, I'm not really sure.
That's the time you just want to check out your bike.
Yeah.
The guy started laughing, and I go, you know, listen, we're a bunch of guys, you know, listen, we're a bunch of older guys on bikes. Get over it. I go, you know, and he started laughing. He goes, okay, you guys have a nice day.
Yeah, that's the way it usually is, yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been riding?
Man, I've been riding probably as long.
Many years?
As long as Brigetta's been alive, I think.
So 21 years, right?
Yeah.
I'm not that young, but thank you guys.
At least, yeah. I've been riding since I was probably 18 years old.
Really?
Sweet.
And what model do you have now? What do you
ride? I have a Heritage that I ride, and I have a Softail that I ride, and then. You know what it is? My buddies all have bikes. I have a bike. We all switch. Every once in a while we get bored. I'm like, dude, can I borrow your bike? Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It's kind of cool. So I get, you know, and it's funny because each bike has its little thing that you got to.
Personality,
Yeah. And I have one buddy that's got a, you know, it's all, you know, souped up. And you actually, the bike actually rides you. Like you grab the bike, you know what I'm talking about? And you got to actually, like, you grab this bike and go, come here, you're with me today. And you're holding on.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then other bikes are, like, almost, you know, you got the music playing, you got your water holder.
I know, I've seen, like, neon lights kinds of, like, crazy.
You pick on the leather massager, the foot stand.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You got
the TV
warmer.
Remote.
Exactly. Yeah.
Butt warmer, hand warmer.
I've seen all that. Especially when you go to these, like, shows and whatnot.
Oh, I know,
or, like,
the custom bikes.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Three-glider.
Pretty badass.
I remember
now, Jim, you said that the bikes can get as expensive as $30,000?
Or more, yeah.
No.
Really?
That's easy.
But you know,
wow.
Yeah,
way
yeah.
more, because my dad's bike was like, well,
it's a passion. You know?
So it's
more.
like a car.
In many cases, yes. Now, I'm not saying that all bikes do, and most bikes don't. In fact, right. You know, you could start off with a brand new Harley Davidson for under $10,000.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people do is they like to customize it a little bit. They'll put chrome here, they'll put this there, this sparkle here, this that. Next thing you know, it can
sparkle.
Cost off. But you know,
did you hear the sparkle?
Sparkle. Yeah.
Oh, I heard sparkle.
Of course
and I get glittery.
Did.
I want sparkle.
You can bejazzle your bike, okay?
I will too.
But you know what? It's cool because, you know, Harley does, you know, you can get a custom bike, you know, where it has the custom features on it, the CVO models. And, yeah, they can't, the custom paint jobs. I mean,
yeah.
Where they're, you know, literally hand-built just for you. And those can certainly cost, you know, upwards of the high 30s or more. So,
wow.
But, you know, again, it's a little bit of everything for everybody and
yeah.
what you're into.
Yeah.
And most people don't wind up with just one bike, you know.
Really?
At one point, I had 9 bikes.
Are okay. you serious?
Nine bikes. Even I thought I was crazy.
Oh, my
okay?
God. You
know? That's a collection.
You're like, meeny, miny, mo.
It was. I mean, I couldn't even ride one a week at that point, you know. So
now, would you let your friends ride them too? Because see, I'm not. Don't let anyone.
Well, I have more than one bike, so okay. I do have bikes that I will let friends ride, and it depends on my friends. I have great friends like Terry Rollinson. When he comes in from Australia, he can't bring his bike, so I'll let him ride one of mine.
Yeah.
You know, if other riders, let's say their bikes in the shop, and I know them,
I
would
like,
let
okay.
them. But somebody
like,
who I don't know, yeah. No, see, for you, you're a girl, but you know, having a guy back there isn't as cool. So,
you're so funny.
It's true though.
Yeah,
that's
you don't do that. Yeah,
that is a little light in the boots. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Oh my God, you guys are ridiculous.
No, I'm not. It's true.
Really?
How many guys? I have seen on occasion a woman riding and the guy in the back.
That's
kind of fun. You know, but no, it's typically a female.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
We're not saying on this show there's nothing wrong with, you know, man to man on a bike, but yeah, it's a little.
Well,
better.
If there's an emergency, your bike crapped out, you got to hop on the back to, you know, to get somewhere, or you know, it's a MotoGP.
But if you guys
are
wearing matching clothes, matching helmet, no.
Well, you know what? If it's a certain lifestyle, and you know what? There's Harley bikes for them too, and you know what? That's awesome. And it's not about discriminating against one group or another. It's not. In fact, Harley is very good about being all inclusive.
They totally
and
are.
So it's not across the spectrum, it doesn't matter, you know, male, female, young, old, you know, of all different ethnic heritages, you know, there's a bike out there for you. And you know what? We're proud to have you in the Harley family.
I still want the blue sparkle one, which, by the way, is a
the
brand new model.
The 72 is very, you know, has the candy apple sparkles. And
yeah, it's like
have
this
you seen
blue.
That?
That's what I'm talking about. I sat
sick.
On it in the... In the shoot, I got this on it, and I was like, this one's mine. It's so pretty. I'm like, petting it. I gave it a name. I'm like, this is Susie. And like, the whole crew's laughing at me.
Really?
I'm like, what? Let me have my Susie.
Wow.
I'm like, such an idiot.
All the guys were like, not moving very much.
No, it was blue sparkle, and it glistened, and it was very girly, and I loved it.
Guys,
and
are you listening? How to attract a hot female. Yeah.
Blue
sparkles.
Sparkle. I'm
okay,
like, this is Susie.
Yeah.
And then the blue, there was a blue and like white or beige, two-tone.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite.
Ooh.
Yeah, very
nice.
So you said they have about 30 models, huh?
They do have 30 models,
Wow. Did you know that, Art?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a lot into bikes. I mean, everybody that rides is really into their bike, right? It's not just having a car.
Well, yes. You know what? There are some people who are commuters. There's also sometimes there are young people who can't afford anything else, and that's cool, too. But, you know, generally people do take riding more seriously than driving. Because driving, you need a minimal of experience, just, you know. Whereas riding, you really do need to work at being good. So that way you don't wind up in a bad situation. But, you know.
Harley's come a long way.
They sure have. They sure have.
And as a matter of fact, I got a fast story. A friend of mine was riding in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And a truck crossed the yellow line and literally chopped his leg off just below his knee. literally took it off.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now Harley's building him a Harley that he can ride.
A trike or something.
Oh, yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy was the nicest guy. And you know, it's funny.
But that could easily happen to the car, too. I mean, there's 40,000 fatalities a year in the car.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know, cars are safe and motorcycles aren't.
The funny part is I've ridden with this guy, and I've been riding a long time, and you can almost, tell me if I'm wrong, but when you get on your bike and you got a guy with you, you can almost tell his skill level.
Oh, absolutely.
In seconds. Just the way he handles it, the way he brakes, the way he's maneuvering. And I watched this kid a couple of times, and he had that, I forgot which bike, but it was like, he had like a speed bike. And I'm like, dude, you need to really pay attention. Mm. He's like, yeah, you know, I love riding bike. He's from another country. And I'm like, man, you need to pay attention when you're in LA. Cause I saw the way he was riding. And then we were like riding in the pack, and then he was kind of going back and then going forward and going back. And I'm like, dude, you need to stay right with us. You're going to make us all collapse.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a danger of group riding is that you're always at the mercy of the least experienced rider.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to actually say, you know, politely, you know what, maybe we should ride some other time or somebody should pull back and do that.
Our club, you know, we have a road guy that he just sticks. We had him back to the back, but I could, you know, we all look. I
mean, of course, you have
so
to.
Long.
Yeah.
I'm watching him in the back and I'm like, man, this guy's like. Then another time, I had a friend of mine's uncle. He hit me behind on my leg. He hit me with the guards. On this thigh. Mm-hmm. I mean, on this calf.
Right.
And then I looked at him. I said, "Dude, you got to pay attention." Well, another time we're riding, he hits me on the other calf.
Oh my God.
Even it out. Yeah.
Exactly. That makes sense.
You know, we call him Uncle Harry. You know, and I'm like, "Dude, you are never riding behind me again."
Yeah.
And funny enough, we were coming back from another ride.
You have to pay attention.
And I got out of the way, and I said, and a buddy was with me on his bike. I go, watch this. And he flew through this red line. I finally said, listen, you must be colorblind. You need to stop riding bikes, dude. And that guy's not allowed to ride with me
Well,
anymore.
You know, if you're a good driver, you stand to be a pretty good motorcyclist. I mean, it's not a for sure thing, but if you're a bad driver, maybe you should stay away from bikes.
Yeah, because you have to pay so much more attention on the bike than you do in
but
a car.
If, as in a car,
I got my foot up, and I'm like, what? I'm driving with the cast on. So
you mean like a one-legged driver?
You mean like with my left foot, how I drive? I'm a better lefty anyway.
But the funny thing is though, as a motorcycle rider, I find that I'm a better driver because of it too, because I'm much more aware of what's around me as well. And so, you know, it is. I'm sure you are as well. And,
We ride usually about.
You get a sense.
We ride like 13, 14 guys, so we're all.
You have to be for that.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's very cool, huh? To ride with so many people.
It's a camaraderie thing.
Yeah,
it really is.
Fun.
I mean,
it's
you could go out with a bunch of friends, and you each have your own unique experience that you could talk about. You did it yourself. It's not like you're at a, you know, like we were talking earlier, the motor coach on a tour, you know, looking out the windows. You're doing it yourself. This is why, you know, couples that ride together stay together, not because neither one's fast enough to get away from the other. But more seriously, though, is because, you know, you two can go and ride on a holiday. You go on a vacation. Let's say you go on Highway 1. You know, your significant other is on one bike. You're on the other bike. Maybe you have communicators. Maybe you don't. But you're going doing your thing and whatever. You come to a stop, and you had your own great experience. You weren't just on the back, but you had you were experiencing yourself. You were smelling it, feeling it. You were in control, but you had that shared experience as well. And that really is one of those things that can really bring a couple together too. Is
definitely.
It's great when you have a rider in the back as Pillion, but it's even better if she rides on her own. And and nothing is sexier. Nothing will make a woman look like she's lost 40 pounds than to be on a motorcycle and riding in gear.
You see what I said? Make her look like.
Well, you know what? Motorcycle gear is awesome because it'll flatter nearly any body type. And literally,
true.
If you want attention, start wearing motorcycle gear. You will get attention. Or break your leg, I guess.
Yeah. She doesn't need any more attention, but maybe we do.
She probably not. But you know, the reality is you know, when you see you've been in cars, and when you see a woman riding an iron 883 going down the highway,
I will look.
She's looking fit. She's looking awesome. You know. And you know,
I think we all look. Like, I mean, even as a girl, I'm like, oh damn. Well,
she's looking awesome. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's ladies, if you want to be sexy, put down the Botox. Get on a bike.
Absolutely. There
you go.
You know, I will say, like, all the new clothing that has just come out with Harley too is like really
so cool.
Geared. Yeah, especially the women's line is like pretty sexy.
Some of it's club gear. I mean, some of it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Yeah.
There's some like awesome cut up shirts, like, because I used to model for Affliction back in the day, and I love their new black label. And I was like, oh, I wish like more brands would come out like this. And then Harley came out with that this past year with like really sexy, no joke,
really,
really sexy
is.
Club gear and like cut up and tassels. And I was like, this is hot. I'm really excited
about it. Well, the beauty of Harley-Davidson Westminster is they have an outlet. I think you were here at Huntington Beach, right there on Main Street.
Yeah.
They have an apparel store.
I have a confession.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was walking by and I saw like my banner in the window. Yeah. And so I took it.
So you're the one. Okay. We thought it was a guy. We were ready to fire this guy, and it wound up you.
Yeah, there you go. No, there was a girl there. I asked. I asked first. I did. I was like, but on the front window, I wanted my own like flag poster. Really yeah. So I asked the girl, and she's like, you can have it. I'm like, yes. And then we walked away, and like my guy was like, you really want to take yourself off the front window? I'm like, I already did, so let's just keep walking.
Aww.
I know, I was like, that's stupid. Oh, well.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got to wrap up. So go ahead and promote the event again. It's this weekend.
It's this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. On right. Saturday is the big party. That's where Brigitte is going to be there. But
yeah,
also
yeah.
Sunday we're doing demo rides only, but it's at Harley-Davidson Westminster. That's at 3031 Golden West Street. That's at Golden West and the 22 Freeway in Westminster. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 714-891-4300. Once again, 714-891-4300 or hdwestminster.com.
Right.
One word.
Everybody go out, check it out.
It'll be a lot of fun. Hope to see you. Can't wait to see you, Brigitte.
Yeah.
I'm actually even thinking of doing this, you know?
Yeah, please
maybe
come.
That jump start, you should try it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do it. Come when I'm there on Saturday. It'll be so fun.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Yay.
And Art, do you have anything to promote? What are you working on now?
I'm working on an international bounty hunter show out of Honduras. Mm-hmm. And don't hit me when I'm on the bike. That's all I ask.
Just look out.
That's all I ask. Just turn around.
Safety.
Awesome.
Because my guys, unfortunately, knock your mirrors off. So that's a whole other conversation.
Oh, my God. Anyways. Driver safety.
Yeah. Okay, Jim right. Foreman.
Thank you, Sam.
Yes, thank you for joining
us.
Thank you. Brigitte, thank you. Thank you.
Art Torres, thank you.
Like always, guys, thank you so much.
You're always welcome on the show.
Peace
and everybody go out and check out.
Bean sprouts. HGWestminster.com.
Yes, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitte, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitte is an LA Talk Radio production where we